Hey, Lou, did you go hunting with your Uncle Artie last Saturday?
Yeah, and a terrible thing happened. A great big bear sneaked up behind us, grabbed Uncle Artie's gun out of his hands, and stuck it in his back.
What did Uncle Artie do?
What could he do? He married the bear's daughter.
Never mind that. Did you see any big game?
I saw a giraffe, but I didn't shoot him. He had a sore throat.
Well, there's nothing worse than a giraffe with a sore throat.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
A centipede with corns.
You dummy, I didn't think you ever went hunting in your life, and I don't believe you did. I bet you haven't even got a hunting license.
I have two. Here it is.
Wait a minute. That's no hunting license. That's a picture of Hedy Lamarr.
You hunt what you like, I'll hunt what I like.
You a hunter. Why, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? My brother-in-law used to hunt alligators.
Alligators?
Yeah. One time an alligator was just about to attack my brother-in-law. I fired off both barrels of my trusty rifle.
Did you kill the alligator?
See this wallet?
Genuine alligator?
No, genuine brother-in-law.
Hey, listen to me, though. You should have been with me on my big elephant hunt. There I was, surrounded by elephants. One big bull started towards me. I said to myself, I'm trapped. Abbott, you're trapped. Should I run or should I stand here and shoot the bull?
You've been doing all right up till now.
All right. I can see you know nothing about elephants.
I once hunted elephants in India with an old acquaintance of mine, and an elephant sat on him. Someday I gotta go back there.
Why?
To scrape up an old acquaintance.
Lou, this is the last week of big game hunting season. Now tomorrow I'm going hunting in the High Sierras, and I'd like you to come along with me.
Oh, gee, thanks, Abbott. Say, you've done a lot of hunting. What do they call those little flies that buzz around the animals?
Gnats are the flies that annoy the animals. Of course, some of them have ticks. For instance, there's deer ticks.
Deer ticks?
Certainly, deer ticks.
Who wound them up?
Listen to me, please. When I say deer ticks, I don't mean the deer ticks. I mean deer ticks.
Abbott, let me smell your breath.
The deer has ticks and the ticks bother the deer.
They used to bother me when I went to school.
Ticks bothered you in school?
Yeah. Arithmetics, mathematics.
Lou, you're getting more stupid every day. I don't know what to do with you. I don't even know what to say to you. I've tried and I've tried to improve your mind, but I just can't seem to get anywhere.
Why don't you face it, Abbott? You're a failure. Well, here I am, Abbott. And I'm all ready to go hunting with you up in the mountains.
You know, the old gang are going to meet us at the hunting lodge. I hope you brought something along.
I did. I brought a quart of bourbon in case somebody gets the chills. What are you bringing, Abbott?
The chills. Lou, did you bring a gun?
Why, yes. And here it is. This is my sawed-off shotgun.
Wait a minute. Where is the handle?
How do you like that? I sawed off the wrong end.
You don't know anything about hunting, do you?
Have you seen that big bear rug in my living room?
Sure.
Well, I shot that bear myself. What a battle. It was either me or the bear.
Well, I'm glad it was the bear. You'd make an awfully lumpy rug. Hey, Lou, look up on that mountaintop. There's that ferocious mountain lion that's been terrorizing the countryside. He's been killing the farmers' chickens. He's even been stealing eggs.
At the price eggs are now, I don't blame him.
There's a reward of $1,000 to the man who gets that mountain lion. The lion's just north of us.
Which way south?
Come on, you coward. You're not afraid to take a chance, you understand me?
I ain't monkeying around with no lions, Abbott. The last time I saw a lion was in the Adirondack Mountains.
What happened?
I snapped at the lion. Then the lion snapped at me. And then something whizzed past.
What was it?
Kansas City.
All right, now take it easy, kid. I'm right in back of you. Don't worry about me. Here's the mouth of the cave. Now go in there. There's a pal for you. I'll let you go in and get the lion.
You want me to go in and get the lion?
Certainly. I'm your friend.
Why don't you go in and get the lion?
What do you mean? You want me to go in? Why, I have a family.
Oh, what I got.
Never mind what you got. You go ahead in there and get that lion.
Okay.
Okay, Lou. And remember, make the lion believe you're not afraid of him.
I couldn't be that deceitful.
You've got to think of those poor people who've lost their cattle and their chickens and their eggs on account of that lion. How can you face them? Think of it. How can you face them when they may be starving?
How can I face that lion? He may be starving too. Well, okay, I'll go in. But if that lion runs out, don't nobody shoot at him.
Why not?
I may be inside of him.
Gee, it's certainly dark in this lion's cave.
Why don't you light a match?
Who said that?
It's me, the lion.
What do you know? A talking lion. I gotta tell Abbott about this.
Oh, no. You must never tell anyone. I'm a hermit, and I just hate people. I wear this lion skin to scare them away. I live in this cave all alone.
How'd you find this cave with all the housing shortage?
I subleased it from a bear that went on the road with a skating act.
You must get lonesome here all alone. Well, why don't you get a roommate?
I had a roommate, an elk. And then the meat shortage came along and...
Look, Mr. Hermit, I promised I'd bring out the lion. Give me that lion skin and I'll take it out there and everybody will think you're dead and nobody will bother you anymore.
That's a great idea. Here, take the skin.
Say, look, here comes Lou out of the cave. Look, he has the lion skin.
Oh, boy, what a tough battle, but I won. Hey, Abbott, here's the lion skin.
Wait a minute. There's something phony about this. Turn that skin over. Uh-huh, I thought so. There's a label on that lion skin. Come on, read it.
Made in Japan.
This is OTARP, the On the Air Radio Players Network. The Lux Radio Theater presents My Man Godfrey. It's a gorgeous night on New York's waterfront. Softly, the moonlight tips the majestic spires of the Queensboro Bridge with a silvery glow and comes gently to rest on a pile of refuse known as the City Dump. In the center of this wasteland, a small fire is burning, and our man Godfrey, in tattered clothes, with a 3-day growth of beard, sits on a packing case warming his hands. A 16-cylinder motor purrs softly into the scene and comes to a stop. 3 people alight. One of them, a young lady in evening clothes, steps gingerly toward the fire.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How do you like to make $5?
How would I didn't quite catch what you said.
I said, how would you like to make $5?
Well, I don't want to seem inquisitive, but what would I have to do for it?
Oh, all you'd have to do is go to the Waldorf-Ritz Hotel with me, and I'll show you to a few people, and then I'll send you right back.
May I inquire just why you would want to show me to the people at the Waldorf Ritz?
Well, if you must know, it's a game, a scavenger hunt. If I find a forgotten man first, I win. Is that clear?
Yes, quite clear. Shall I wear my tails or just come as I am?
Now, you needn't be fresh. Do you want the $5 or don't you?
Madam, I can't tell you how flattered I am by
your
very generous offer. However,
get away
I'm
from
afraid
me.
You'll have to take it up with my board of directors.
Don't you push
and
me!
No matter what my board of directors advise, I think you should be spanked.
Oh! You knocked me down! You deliberately pushed me into that junk pile!
No, I didn't, but it suited you nicely.
George! George!
I saw that. I saw what you did. Are you in the habit of hitting ladies?
Maybe. I'm in the habit of hitting gentlemen also, if that would interest you.
Don't you touch me!
George, aren't you going to do anything?
I certainly am. I'm going to get a policeman. Come along.
George! Come back here, George!
Get in, dear! I'll show that.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Irene. That was my sister Cornelia you pushed in the ash pile.
How would you like me to have me push Cornelia's sister in the ash pile?
Oh, I don't think I'd like it.
Wait a minute. Are you a member of this hunting party?
I was, but I'm not now. It's the funniest thing. I couldn't help but laugh. You know, I've wanted to do that ever since I was 6 years old.
You wanted to do what?
Oh, push Cornelia in something. You know, a pile of ashes or something. Cornelia thought she was going to win, and you pushed her into a pile of ashes.
Look, do you think you could follow an intelligent conversation for just a moment?
Uh-huh, I'll try.
Well, that's fine. Do you mind telling me just what a scavenger hunt is?
Oh, well, a scavenger hunt is exactly like a treasure hunt, except that in a treasure hunt you find something you want, and in a scavenger hunt you try to find something that nobody wants, and the one that wins gets a prize, only there really isn't a prize because all the money goes to charity, that is if there's any money left over, and then there never is.
Well, that clears the whole matter up beautifully.
Oh, thank you. Well, I suppose I should be going, shouldn't I?
That's a good idea.
I want to see who won the game, but I suppose it was Cornelia again. She's probably got another forgotten man by now.
You mean if you took me along with you that you'd win the game? Is that the idea?
Well, I might if I got there first.
Let's beat Cornelia.
It wouldn't be asking too much?
Not at all. I'm very curious. I'd really just like to see what a scavenger hunt looks like.
Oh, but I just told you.
Yes, but I'm still curious.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, ladies and gentlemen, quiet, please. Your attention, please. Miss Bullock has the forgotten man. Here he is. Would you mind stepping up on the platform, please?
Yes, get right up on the platform, Godfrey.
Stand over there, between the monkey and the goat.
Oh, no wonder he's a forgotten man.
Now, do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Fire away.
What is your address?
City Dump, 32 East River, Sutton Place.
Quiet, please, ladies and gentlemen. Is that your permanent address?
Well, the permanency is rather questionable. You see, the place is being rapidly filled in.
Do you mind, may I ask you a personal question?
If it isn't too personal.
Are those whiskers your own?
No one else has claimed them.
Thank you. Now, one more question. Are you wanted by the police?
Oh, that's just the trouble. Nobody wants me.
A very good answer.
Splendid, Godfrey.
The committee is satisfied. Miss Irene Bullock wins the scavenger hunt for the forgotten man.
Shush. He's going to speak.
My purpose in coming here tonight was twofold. First, I wanted to aid this young lady. Second, I was curious to see how a bunch of empty-headed nitwits conducted themselves. My curiosity is satisfied. I assure you it will be a pleasure for me to go back to a society of really important people. Good night, you ladies and gentlemen.
Godfrey, wait! Oh, Godfrey, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, I'd never have brought you in there if I thought they were going to humiliate you. You know, I'm terribly grateful. It's the first time I've ever beaten Cornelia at anything, and you helped me do it. Oh, I wish I could do something for you.
Why?
Because you've done something for me, don't you see?
Well, I could use a job if you've got one lying around loose.
Can you buttle?
Buttle?
Yes, we're fresh out of butlers. The one we had left this morning.
I'm afraid I wouldn't be much good at that.
Oh, yes, you would. You're going to make the best butler we ever had.
You really think so?
Oh, I do.
Well, all right. Thank you.
Good night, Godfrey.
Good night, Miss Bullock.
Good night.
Well?
I beg your pardon, I'm the,
Yes, you're the new butler, and I'm the old maid. Come in.
Oh, thank you. How did you know I was the new butler?
Oh, there's one every morning about this hour. They're dropping in and out all the time.
Is the family that exacting?
No, they're that nutty.
I see. Does the butler have quarters here in the house, or isn't it necessary?
Oh, you won't be needing any quarters. Just hang your hat near the door so you can get it quickly on the way out.
What's that?
Oh, that's the old battle axe. She usually rings about this time.
The old battle axe?
Sure, Mrs. Bullock. She's the mother type. If she has the jitters, and she usually does, she'll ring again in a minute in no uncertain terms. Then, brother, you'd better grab her tomato juice and get going. There she goes. Well, Cupid, this is your big opportunity.
Shall I take it to her?
Yes, but you might as well know the worst. But I want to warn you. She sees pixies.
Pixies?
Uh-huh, you know, the wee folk.
Oh, those. Well, yes, where do I find her?
Upstairs. She's in the first cage on the right.
Well, wish me luck.
Happy landings. Saints preserve you.
Who is it?
Good morning, Mrs. Bullock.
Good morning. What day is it, Molly?
I'm not Molly.
Who isn't Molly?
I'm not.
Well, stop jumping up and down so I can see who you are.
I'm not jumping.
That's better. What's your name?
Godfrey.
Are you someone I know?
We met last night at the Waldorf Ritz. I'm the Forgotten Man.
Oh, so many people have such bad memories.
That's the truth. Will you drink this now?
What's that?
Pixie remover.
Ooh, then you see them too?
Yes, we're old friends.
Yes, but you mustn't step on them. I don't like them, but I don't like to see them stepped on.
I'll be very careful. I wouldn't hurt them for the world.
Thank you. You're a great help. Go away. Go away, little man. Go away. Shoo, 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 shoo. Oh, there they go. Oh, you're very comforting, Godfrey. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Why, hello. I put your hat and valise at the foot of the stairs.
Well, I think I won the first round.
You mean you're still working here?
I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
Well, you've just got by the cub. Now try the lioness.
Oh, which is she?
Her name is Cornelia. She's a sweet-tempered little number.
Oh, yes. I met her last night.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have her tray.
'Tis the second dar.
Thanks.
Who is that?
Good morning, miss.
What do you mean by barging into my room, you?
But I just wanted
to... Get out! Get out, you!
Wait, you don't...
Get out! Get out, I said, and don't come back!
Why, hello!
Hello. I'm afraid I lost the second round.
Hey, Molly, cut out all the noise and bring me some breakfast.
Opportunity never stops knocking in this house. That is Irene. Does you want to try again?
Here goes.
Well, lots of luck to you.
Good morning. I brought you breakfast.
Oh. Are you the new butler?
Don't you remember last night?
Well, what happened to Godfrey?
I'm Godfrey.
Oh, you look so different. What happened to those nice whiskers? Oh, turn around. Let me look at you. Oh, you're the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Thank you. Will there be anything else?
Yes. Sit down and talk. You know I like to talk in the morning when your head is clear, especially when you've been somewhere the night before. Sit down.
Well, if you insist, but it doesn't seem very good form for a butler.
Oh, you're more than a butler. You're the first protégé I ever had.
Protégé?
You know, like Carlo.
Who is Carlo?
He's mother's protégé.
Oh.
You know, it's awfully nice Carlo having a sponsor, because then he doesn't have to work, and he gets more time for his practicing. But then he never does, and that makes a difference.
Yes, I imagine it would.
Oh, it makes me feel so mature and grown up.
What does?
Having a protégé. You're the first one I ever had. Terribly thrilling. Not only does it occupy my mind, but I think it's character building, too.
Oh, just what does a protégé have to do?
Oh, you just go on buttling and I sponsor you, don't you see?
It's getting clearer.
Well, it's really not much work, but it gives you something to think of, and it's going to be such fun.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be heaps of fun. But you see, a protégé has certain responsibilities also. For instance, if someone should ring for me now and I didn't answer, that would reflect upon you because you're my sponsor, don't you see?
Yes, I suppose it would. I never thought of that. Well,
You don't know how nice it is having some intelligent person to talk to.
Yes, it's been very enlightening to me, too.
Oh, I just thought of something else. Do you know what you are?
I'm not quite sure.
You're my responsibility.
That's very nice.
Well, see you in church.
Yes, yes. See you in church.
Goodbye, Godfrey.
Goodbye, miss.
Oh, Godfrey.
Yes, Miss Cornelia?
I see you're still with us, Godfrey.
Yes, miss.
I didn't think you'd last a full day.
Thank you, miss.
Do you like your place here? I mean, so far as you've gone.
Oh, I must admit it's more desirable than living in a packing case on a city dump.
Oh, that's where I met you. Yes, I remember now. You were very amusing.
I'm very sorry, miss.
Oh, I didn't mind at all. Have you a handkerchief? There's a spot on my shoe. Will you see what you can do about it?
Of course, miss.
I could have you fired, you know, but I like to see things wriggle. When I get through with you, you'll go back to your packing case on the city dump and relish it. I'll make your life so miserable that
Hello,
you'll wish
you Godfrey.
Good evening, Miss Irene.
Ooh, I like your new monkey suit.
Thank you for picking it out.
How do you like my new lounging pajamas?
I think they're very nice. Thank you.
I heard what you said to Godfrey.
So what?
So what? You leave him alone.
So who's going to make me leave him alone?
If you don't, you'll get a good sock from me.
Oh, the physical type.
What I say goes.
May I come in?
You're in, aren't you?
Good evening, Irene.
Hello, Carlo.
I have been reading the most interesting book, The Greeks of the Middle Ages.
Irene would like that. You love the Middle Ages, don't you, dear?
Shut up.
Well, here we are.
Ah, Mrs. Bullock. Как вы поживаете?
Oh, Carlo. You're so continental. Oh, it's so nice to see you two girls having a pleasant chat. Or is it a pleasant chat?
Well, well, well. Imagine the Bullocks all gathered together in one room.
Don't forget Carlo, Alexander.
No, I'm not going to forget Carlo.
Oh, don't bother about me, Mr. Bullock. I feel one of the family.
Then if you don't mind if I discuss a few family matters, do you, Carlo, my boy?
Oh, no, 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 not at all.
Oh, Alexander, you're not going to bring up those sordid business matters again, I hope.
I've just been going over last month's bills. And I find that you people have me confused with the Treasury Department.
Oh, don't start that again, Dad.
I've got to start it. The way you people are throwing my money around.
Money, money, money. That Frankenstein monster that destroys souls.
What? Say,
Please
listen.
Don't say anything more about it. You're upsetting Carlo.
Oh, Carlo, Carlo, Carlo. Who's the head of this house, Carlo or me?
Shh. Here's Godfrey.
Your cocktail, sir.
Thank you, Godfrey.
Not at all, sir. Miss Irene?
Ooh, did you make them, Godfrey?
I helped.
Oh, they must be wonderful. I'd like to help sometime if you'll let me.
I'd feel honored.
While we're on the subject, how about this business of certain people picking up anybody they find on the city dump and dragging them into the house? For all we know, we might all be stabbed in the back some night and robbed.
Who's going to stab who, Cornelia?
We don't know a thing about certain people.
You shut up.
I will not shut up. My life's precious to me.
Well, it won't be in a minute.
I think we should get our help from employment agencies.
Well, I don't know but what I agree with Cornelia.
Why, you? Oh!
Alexander! You've upset Carlo, and now you're upsetting Irene. Don't you remember her breakdown last summer?
I do. That's why I'm not paying any attention to this.
Well, if Mother can sponsor Carlo, why can't I sponsor Godfrey?
Oh, Godfrey knows I'm not being personal, but after all, none of us would like to wake up some morning stabbed to death.
Now, Cornelia, you mustn't come between Irene and Godfrey. He's the only thing she's shown any affection for since her Pomeranian died last summer. Now, Irene... You mustn't have a spell.
What is all this nonsense?
Oh, please be quiet. You never did understand women. Why don't you get the doctor?
I don't want a doctor.
Do you want an ice bag?
No, I don't want an ice bag. I want to die.
Oh, you mustn't do that. Carlo, do the gorilla for Irene. It always amuses her.
I'm not in the mood.
Well, stop eating those hors d'oeuvres and get in the mood.
All right, I'll do it, but my heart won't be in it.
Irene, be a good girl. Look, darling, Carlos is going to imitate a gorilla for you.
A gorilla? I'd rather see him imitate a man.
Alexander.
This is too much. Too much.
It certainly is. I'm getting out of this madhouse. I'll be at the club if you want me, and I hope you don't.
Well, I'm off for dinner. We must all get together again sometime. Goodbye, Irene.
Irene, are you feeling all right? Irene?
Where's Godfrey?
He's right here. Don't go away, Godfrey.
Angelica would be late for the concert.
I've got my things. I'll be right with you. Godfrey's right here, darling.
Where?
Right here. Look, look. See, darling? Godfrey, say hello to Irene so she'll know who you are.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Godfrey.
And he's promised to stay on, haven't you, Godfrey?
If I'm wanted.
Oh, of course you're wanted. Isn't he, Irene?
Yes. Go away.
Yes, darling, I'm going. Goodbye, darling. Come along. Carlo, hurry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Always hurry.
Oh, Godfrey.
Yes, miss.
Sit down, Godfrey. No, no, no. Over here. By me.
Oh, yes. Thank you, miss.
Godfrey, would you mind kissing me?
Miss Irene, I hardly think.
Oh, Godfrey!
Here, now wait, please, miss. Miss Irene, you mustn't.
Oh, there.
Excuse me.
Oh, Godfrey, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going to my room.
Oh, Godfrey, wait for me. Godfrey! Godfrey, open this door. Godfrey! Oh, there you are, Godfrey.
Please, Miss Irene, you can't come in here.
Why not? It's our house, isn't it? And after all, one room is just like any other room. Besides, I want to talk.
I'm terribly sorry, but we can't talk here.
Now, don't you think it's rather indecent of you to order me out after you kissed me?
After I kissed you.
Of course, Godfrey, don't you remember?
Miss Irene, hasn't anyone ever told you about certain proprieties?
Oh, you use such lovely big words. I like big words. What does it mean?
Well, you want me to remain on here as butler, don't you?
Oh, of course.
And I want to justify your faith in me by being a very good butler, and in time, perhaps, filling the void created by the death of your late lamented Pomeranian.
Oh, I've forgotten all about him. He had fleas anyway. Besides, you're different. You use big words and you're much cuter.
May I tell you a story?
Ooh, I'd love it.
Well, once there was a very sentimental little girl with a very kind heart, and she helped a man who was very grateful, but then she became a nuisance and undid all the fine work she had done.
Oh, is it someone you know?
Her name is Irene Bullock, and if she were a smart little girl, she'd pick out some nice young chap in her own social set and marry him and live happily ever after, and never, never, never enter the butler's room again.
You mean I can never, never, never come in here again?
Never. Now out you go.
Oh, Godfrey, stop!
This way, please.
No, I want to stay. Let me go!
Outside, please.
Well, you'll be sorry.
And don't ever come in here again.
Well, you'll be sorry.
So ends Act One of My Man Godfrey. In a moment, our stars will be back for Act Two. Meantime, ladies, have you suffered the embarrassment of a stocking run at the very moment you wish to look your best? The Lux Radio Theater offers a helpful suggestion.
Dip it in. Avoid a case of rubbing stockings, take a drubbing, you're not satisfied. Dip it in. Lux keeps stockings stronger so they last you longer, fewer runs to hide.
Yes, Lux Flakes do cut down on embarrassing stocking runs because they save stocking elasticity. Soaps with a harmful alkali and cake soap rubbing weaken elasticity. To get longer wear from your stockings, always wash them with Lux. And now, Act Two of My Man Godfrey. 2 days have passed, during which Irene has shown an all too evident affection for her man Godfrey. In the Bullock living room, a cocktail party is in progress. Irene, dressed in mourning, watches with tragic eyes as Godfrey moves among the guests.
Now let me see. What did I bid? Spades? I can never tell the difference between spades and trumps.
Some hors d'oeuvres, Mrs. Bullock?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Godfrey.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, look! It's Tommy Gray, the polo player. Tommy, over here. Irene, Cornelia, look who's here. Look who's here, dear.
How are you, Angelica?
Oh, I'm fine. Godfrey, where are you going? Don't go away.
Sorry.
Give Mr. Gray some hors d'oeuvres, Godfrey.
Very good, ma'am. Mr. Gray?
Thank you. If it isn't Godfrey Park.
Smith, sir. Godfrey Smith.
Smith? What do you mean, Smith?
Do you know Godfrey, Tommy?
Know him? We went to Harvard together.
Oh, imagine. A butler with a college education.
A butler? Is this a gag?
Mr. Gray neglected to tell you that when we were in Harvard together, I was his valet.
Was he a good servant, Tommy?
Oh, excellent. What is all this, Godfrey?
I'll tell you later.
Strange you never gave Mr. Gray as a reference, Godfrey.
Well, I left Mr. Gray under very unusual circumstances.
What circumstances?
I'd rather Mr. Gray told you about that.
Yes. Go ahead, Tommy. Tell us.
You see, Godfrey was working for us as a butler. And so forth. And things were going along very well, but one day... You're sure you don't want to tell this, Godfrey?
Oh, I'd so much rather you would, Mr. Gray.
Oh, Godfrey was working for us for quite some time, and one day he came to me and said, Mr. Gray, he said, I trust my work has been satisfactory. And I said, why, of course, I said, I've never had more satisfactory work in all my life. And he said, thank you, sir. He was always very courteous, Godfrey was.
And then he left.
Yeah, what? Yes, that's it. He decided he had to leave.
Why?
Well, he decided in favor of his wife and 5 children.
5 children? Godfrey, why didn't you tell me you had 5 children?
You never asked, Miss Irene.
Well, all I've got to say is if other people can have 5 children, so can other people. Listen, everybody. I want to make an announcement about something.
Announcement?
I want to announce my engagement.
Oh, that's
congratulations. What a lucky man.
Not Johnny Van Rumple.
Yes, that's who it is. Johnny Van Rumple.
Johnny Van Rumple?
Godfrey, what is all this?
Meet me tomorrow, Waldorf Ritz Bar, 3:00. I'll explain everything.
Isn't this engagement a little sudden, Irene?
You shut up.
Why don't you wish her luck, Godfrey?
Yes, come and congratulate Irene, Godfrey.
Why, certainly. May I congratulate you, Miss Irene? I wish you all the happiness in the world.
You wish? Oh!
Irene? Now, isn't that funny? Crying at her own engagement party. Sometimes I don't think my daughters are all there.
Godfrey, over here.
Oh, hello, Tommy.
I thought you said you'd meet me here at 3.
Sorry, it took me a little longer than usual to make the beds.
Oh, well. What are you drinking?
I'll have a rousing lemonade.
You sure you can handle it? 1 lemonade, 1 stinger, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's have it.
What?
The story. Well, when I wander into a Fifth Avenue asylum and see one of the parks of Boston serving hors d'oeuvres, there must be a story.
Yes, there is. Tommy, do you remember that little incident up in Boston?
Oh, you still have that woman on your mind?
No, not anymore, but I was pretty bitter at the time, so I gave her everything I had and just disappeared.
And?
Well, Tommy, it's surprising how fast you can go downhill when you begin to feel sorry for yourself. And boy, did I feel sorry for myself. I wandered down to the East River one night thinking I'd just slide in and get it over with. But I met some fellows living there on the city dump. Fellows who were fighting it out and not complaining. I never got as far as the river.
What happened?
I did all sorts of things, just to live. Then something happened. I got a chance to take this job, buttling. A chance to rehabilitate myself. I took it.
And that's all?
That's all. But someday, Tommy, I'm going to do a little rehabilitating around that dump, and that's why I'm glad I met you.
Me?
You're going to help, too.
Excuse me, Mr. Gray.
Yes?
You're wanted on the phone, sir.
Oh. I'll be right back, Godfrey.
Righto.
Good afternoon, Godfrey.
Oh. Good afternoon, Miss Cornelia.
May I sit down? Well, the mystery's solved, isn't it?
The mystery, Miss Cornelia?
Yes. Now I know what a butler does on his day off. When you worked for Mr. Gray, were the two of you always this chummy?
You see, I worked for Mr. Gray a long time, and we got to be
Yeah,
pretty...
I see. Well, if you can be so chummy with the Grays, why can't you be chummy with the Bullocks?
I try to keep my place.
Why? You're very attractive, you know.
As a butler?
No, as a smith. You're a rotten butler.
Sorry.
Are we going to be friends?
I feel that on my day off, I should have the privilege of choosing my friends.
You can't go on like this forever. You really like me and you're afraid to admit it, aren't you?
Do you want me to tell you what I really think of you?
Please do.
You won't hold it against me.
It's your day off.
Very well. Miss Cornelia, you belong to that unfortunate category I would call the Park Avenue Brat, a spoiled child who's grown up in ease and luxury, who's always had her own way, and whose misdirected energies are so childish that they hardly deserve the comment even of a butler on his off Thursday.
Thank you for a very lovely portrait. Goodbye for now. I'll be seeing you down by the ash pile.
Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Change that order. Make it 2 stingers, double.
Molly?
Why, yes, Miss Irene.
What are you doing?
I'll be sewing some buttons on a coat.
Oh, is it his coat?
Why, yes. The coat is his.
Oh, I'd like to sew on buttons sometime when they come off. I wouldn't mind at all. I could do it right here in the kitchen.
Oh, he doesn't lose very many.
He's very tidy, isn't he?
Why, yes, he's very tidy.
Oh, what does he do on his day off?
He never tells me.
Oh, he's probably sitting somewhere with some woman on his lap.
Oh, yes.
He's the meanest man I know.
Why, I think he's a very mean man.
I suppose he's sitting somewhere with somebody on his lap that doesn't care for him at all.
Oh, yes, probably.
As far as I know, maybe his children are there too, calling him. Oh, I can't bear it.
Oh, please don't.
You too?
Yes.
Oh, Molly, I know exactly how you feel.
Good evening.
Oh, Godfrey.
How about a quartet? For tomorrow may bring sorrow, so tonight let us be gay. Hiya, Toots.
Godfrey, look at you. Where have you been?
With a friend of mine, drinking rousing lemonade.
Oh, dear.
Father, mother, Irene, everybody come here quick.
Oh, what's the matter, Miss Cornelia?
Father, mother.
Here, what's the matter? What's going on here now?
Father, my pearls.
What about your pearls?
Well, they've been stolen.
Stolen?
Oh, that's terrible. What do we do?
We'll call the police. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, that's the idea. Call the police. G-men.
Give me the phone.
You don't have to bother. I've already called them. And I think I know who did it. In fact, I'm almost sure. What do you say, Godfrey?
Hiya, Toots.
Well, I just want to find my...
One at a time. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One at a time. Wait a minute. Quiet. Quiet.
I want them back.
Now, when did you miss the pearls, Miss Bullock?
This afternoon when I came home, I had put them in my jewel case this morning after breakfast.
She probably lost them. Last year, she left them in a taxi.
Did anyone see you put the pearls in the case?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, Godfrey did. He was taking the tray out of my room. He saw me.
Godfrey, eh? Well, who's Godfrey?
That's me. Me.
Butler?
Yes, he's the best butler we ever had.
Oh, I'm sure Godfrey didn't do it. Although we don't know very much about him. My sister picked him up on the city dump.
Oh, I see.
Are you accusing Godfrey?
I'm not accusing anyone. I want my necklace.
Oh, it's silly to think of Godfrey wearing a pearl necklace.
Oh, yeah? Do you mind if we search your quarters, Godfrey?
Not at all. This way, everybody.
Well, I'm not accusing
Shut up.
Him.
Shut up. Shut up, will you? How can I find a pearl with everybody yelling? I can't find them anyhow.
Oh, where, oh, where has my little dog gone?
Oh, shut up, you. Miss Bullock, are you sure you lost your pearls?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, they're not in this room.
Look under the mattress.
What?
I said look under the mattress.
Yes, that's a good place.
Okay. Nope. They're not under here either.
Oh, but they must be there.
What?
Oh, nothing.
What made you so sure they'd be under the mattress, Cornelia?
Yeah, what makes you so sure?
Yeah, what?
Well, I just assumed. Well, that's where people usually hide things, isn't it? I mean,
what are you up to?
There's something screwy around here.
Yes, and I think I know who.
Yes, and so do I. Yeah.
Officer, this whole thing looks like a mistake. Now, if you'll just forget it, I'd be very much obliged. My daughter is she's a little, you know.
Yeah, I know. Only it ain't such a little.
Your coffee, sir.
Listen to this, Godfrey. Mrs. Bullock and her two daughters sailed yesterday for a holiday cruise around the world. It is rumored that the younger daughter, Irene, is trying to forget a broken engagement, plus another heartthrob, which is the real reason for the trip. Well, what do you think of that?
It is a little quieter, sir.
The socialite, Mrs. Bullock, and her two charming daughters relaxing on the beach at Deauville. They should relax. This is the first good rest I've had in 20 years. Expected home next week. Godfrey, they're coming home.
Yes, sir. Your breakfast, sir?
Never mind the breakfast. Just bring me a cup of coffee and 4 aspirins.
Hello, Godfrey.
Good evening, miss.
Doing the dishes?
Yes, it's the usual procedure after dinner.
Oh, it's nice to be home again, Godfrey.
It's nice to have you.
Did you mean it this afternoon when you said you missed me?
Why, yes, of course I did.
I mean, did you miss Cornelia and me, or just me?
Oh, I may have missed you a little more than I did Cornelia. Why?
Oh, I'm glad, because if you missed Cornelia more, you probably would have missed me less. Oh, you look so cute in your apron. Oh, will you let me do something if I ask you?
Well, what do you want to do?
Wipe.
Oh, all right. And you can tell me all about your trip.
Oh, you won't get mad?
Why should I?
Because every place I went, everybody was Godfrey.
I don't want to seem dull, but I do seem to have a little trouble following you at times.
Well, for instance, whenever I'd go into a restaurant in Paris or any place, I'd close my eyes and I'd say, the waiter is Godfrey, and I'd say, I'm home and he's serving me dinner. Oh, it made everything taste better. Oh, and then we went to Venice, and one night I went for a ride in one of those little rowboats that a man pushes with a stick. Not a matador. No, that was in Spain, but something like a matador.
By any chance mean a gondola?
Yes, oh, that was the name of the boat, and the man that pushed it sang, and he looked just like you. Oh, it was wonderful. I didn't even mind the smell.
Do you mind if I talk for a little bit while you catch your breath?
Oh, I'd love it.
Well, while you've been away, I've been doing some things also. I've been trying to do things that I thought would make you proud of me.
Oh, I was proud of you before I went away.
Yes, but I mean prouder still. You see, you helped me to find myself, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, you'd make a wonderful husband.
I'm afraid not. You're just grateful to me because I helped you beat Cornelia, and I'm grateful to you because you helped me to beat life. That doesn't mean we have to fall in love.
Well, if you don't want to, but I'd make a wonderful wife.
Well, not for me, I'm afraid. But we are friends, and I feel a certain responsibility to you.
That's why I wanted to tell you first.
Tell me what?
Well, I thought it was about time I was moving on.
Oh, Godfrey.
Now, please.
I won't cry. I promise.
Yeah, that's fine. After all, I'm your protege, and you want me to improve myself, don't you?
Yes.
Well, that's very sweet.
Well, when are you leaving?
Oh, pretty soon. But I'll call you up every now and then. We'll have long chats, and I'll tell you how I'm getting along, and we'll have lots of fun.
Are you going back to her?
To whom?
Your wife.
Wife? Oh, she was just a fabrication.
Oh, then you aren't married?
Of course not.
And then there aren't any 5 children?
Well, there couldn't be very well.
Oh, Godfrey. Oh, Godfrey.
Did you ring, Miss Cornelia?
Come in, Godfrey. You needn't be so formal when we're alone.
Yes, miss.
There's a little matter I'd like to talk over with you. I met some people on the boat coming over, a Boston family. They know a great deal about a family called the Parks. Are you interested, Godfrey?
Slightly, yes.
Well, we can't talk here very well. Let's you and I take a long taxi ride out Van Cortlandt way.
I heard what you said.
Did you?
He's not going out with you.
Oh, yes, he is, if he knows what's good for him. I'll be waiting, Godfrey.
Well, he's not going. He's not. Godfrey, you can't go with Cornelia.
But I didn't say I was going anyplace with Miss Cornelia.
I know, but you will. She always gets her own way. She makes everybody do just as she likes.
Why should you care whether or not I meet her?
I do care, that's why. Cornelia's the one who doesn't care.
But I think I should decide those things for myself.
Oh, Godfrey, I don't want to be annoying, but...
Oh, Miss Irene, here now, get up! Open your eyes. Do you hear me? Open your eyes. Now, if you're faking another spell, you're on the wrong track. Are you faking? Oh, you're not, huh? All right, we'll soon find out. Now, up she goes. That's the girl. Now, I'll just carry her inside. Godfrey knows how to take care of little Irene when she faints. Godfrey will take care of everything. Right in here we go. Does Irene know where she is now? No, Irene has her eyes closed. She's fainted. But Godfrey will soon fix Irene. Just sit right there. That's the girl. Now, everything will be fine in just a moment. The best thing for the faints is a nice cold shower bath. There now, you'll feel fine in a minute.
Oh, Godfrey! Godfrey, come back here! Godfrey, where are you? Godfrey!
Irene, stop running around all wet.
Oh, Mother, he loves me.
What?
Godfrey loves me. He put me in the shower. Oh, Godfrey loves me. He loves me. Godfrey put me in the shower. Oh, Godfrey.
The curtain falls on the second act of My Man Godfrey. Before we return for Act 3... Here we are at the beginning of summer, and that means vacation time, doesn't it? Vacation time for you, but not for your hands. Now's the time your hands are busier than ever. They need special care. They can't spend hours in the dishpan with harsh, biting suds drying them up, and then do a right-about-face and look nice when company comes. You need Lux for every single soap and water job you do, and especially for your dishes. Do you know why? Because Lux has none of the alkaline suds builders found in many laundry soaps. Lux contains nothing to dry and roughen your skin. That's why beauty experts recommend it for dishes. And remember, a little goes so far. Lux is thrifty. Buy the generous large size box and start now to save your hands. We now continue with Act 3 of My Man Godfrey. It's the following afternoon. In the Bullock living room, Carlo strums idly on the piano, while Mrs. Bullock and Cornelia listen inattentively. Mr. Bullock, entering from the hall, surveys the scene gloomily.
Cicciornia, a cicciornia, a cicciornia.
Oh, shut up!
What?
What did you say?
I told him to shut up.
Well, I never.
And you can shut up with him. And you too, Cornelia.
I didn't open my mouth.
Well, don't. Listen, and listen carefully, because it hurts me to repeat it. The Bullocks are broke.
What?
I am broke. You are broke. She is broke. And we're all broke. Not only that, but I've been using the company's money for the last month to speculate with, and I've lost. Do you hear that? I've lost. That means I'm an embezzler. Unless I get a hold of a lot of money by the end of the month, I'm going to jail. Ha ha ha. Now, isn't that an interesting story?
Well, I certainly think it was very foolish of you.
You had no right to do it.
An embezzler. And to think that I've been a guest in your house. Is there nothing left?
Not a cent.
Your food and drink have turned to dirt in my mouth.
What? That settles it. Oh, Carlo, would you mind stepping into the hall for a moment?
What for?
Well, I want to speak to you as man to man.
You have found a way out?
Yes, for one of us, anyhow. This way, Carlo.
Excuse me, please. Well?
Alexander? What are you doing out there? Alexander! Cornelia, what are they doing? Alexander, come here! Come here! What did you say to Carlo?
I said goodbye.
Did he go?
Oh, yes. He left very hurriedly by the side window.
Alexander, you're cruel.
Did I hear something fall, sir?
Yes, you did.
Godfrey, come here. Carlo is gone.
Is he?
But you don't even seem surprised.
I think I've been expecting it. We all have to go sooner or later.
Yes, that's true, isn't it? You're so smart, Godfrey. Maybe you can tell me why Mr. Bullock has to go to jail.
Mother!
Why, I'm sure Mr. Bullock doesn't have to go to jail.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, sir. You see, I've known for some time, sir, the Bullock interests were in rather a bad way.
Now, how did you know that?
Oh, I follow the market a bit. So I took the liberty of dabbling in some stock on my own account. Here, sir.
Well, what's this?
That is most of your stock. I knew it was being dumped on the market, so I sold short.
Shorts? You mean gentlemen's shorts?
Wait a minute. What do you mean? You've been making money while I was losing it?
Well, I did it in your interest, sir. I felt I owed your family a debt. I hope I've repaid it. And I may add, some of the money went into a project of my own. I hope you won't mind, sir.
You mean you did all that on $150 a month?
Well, hardly. You see, with the aid of Tommy Gray and Miss Cornelia's pearls... Here, Miss Cornelia.
Oh, Godfrey, then you did steal them after all.
Well,
I put the pearls under Godfrey's mattress.
Thank you, Miss Cornelia. I wanted you to say that.
Here, Godfrey, these pearls are rightfully yours.
Oh, no, thank you. I've repaid my debt, and I'm grateful to you all.
If anyone's indebted, we are, after the way some of us have treated you.
Oh, I've been repaid in many ways. I learned patience from Mr. Bullock. I found Mrs. Bullock at times, shall we say, amusing.
That's very complimentary of you, Godfrey.
What good did you find in me, if any?
A great deal. You taught me the fallacy of false pride. You taught me humility.
I don't understand you.
Miss Cornelia, there have been other spoiled children in the world. I happen to be one of them myself. You're a high-spirited girl. I only hope that you'll use those high spirits in a more constructive way. And so, goodbye.
Oh, dear.
There goes a great guy.
Hello.
Hello, Irene.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, what's the matter with her, Cornelia?
I don't know.
What's the matter with everybody? What's everybody crying about?
Godfrey's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
He didn't say.
Why didn't you stop him? Why didn't you hold him here?
We couldn't.
Well, he's not going to get away from me.
Where are you going?
To the city dump.
Well, this is it, Tommy. Tramp Inn, we call it. A palace of pleasure built on a foundation of tin cans and ashes. How do you like it?
Now, just a minute, Godfrey. Is this where my money went? Into a nightclub?
Well, some of yours. All of mine. Come into my office.
By the way, what happens to the profits from this place?
Well, we're giving food and shelter to 50 people in the winter and giving them employment in the summer. What more do you want?
Nothing. But you're the most peculiar butler that I've ever met.
Ex-butler.
Fired?
No, I quit. I felt that foolish feeling coming on again.
Oh, you mean Irene. Why don't you marry her?
Oh, no, thank you. Being her butler was tough enough.
Well, here. Hello.
Well, Godfrey, you have company.
Irene, what are you doing here?
Yes, what are you doing here? Don't let him off the hook, Irene.
I won't.
So long, Godfrey.
Oh, my. How you fixed this place up, Godfrey. It's much nicer than when I was here before.
Oh, you noticed that.
Are the Forgotten Men having a party?
Yes, it's their annual reunion.
Well, I saw the mayor out there. Is he one of them, too?
He's the guest of honor.
Oh, it's a lovely view with the bridge and everything. Is the bridge always there?
Most always.
Oh. Oh, you have a kitchen. You know, I'm gonna like this place. Oh. Oh, what's over here? Oh, is this where you sleep?
That's the general purpose of the room. Any observations?
I think it's very cute, but we'll have to change the wallpaper.
What do you mean, we'll have to change the wallpaper?
Oh, I don't like green wallpaper. It makes me bilious.
Well, you won't have to look at it. You're going home right now.
But I can't go home. I can't, Godfrey.
Now, Irene, see here. You simply cannot...
Oh, go on and lose your temper. I love it when you lose your temper.
Why can't you let me alone?
Because you're my responsibility, and someone has to take care of you.
I can... take care of myself.
You can't look me in the eye and say that. You love me and you know it. And you know there's no sense in struggling with a thing when it's got you. It's got you and that's all there is to it. It's got you.
May I come in?
Oh, Mayor Cortland.
Mr. Gray said there were a couple of people in here who wanted to get married. Are you it?
Yes, we're it, Mayor Cortland.
Irene.
Well, can you marry us without a license?
Without a license? Well, it may get me into a lot of trouble, but I guess I've known your family long enough to take a chance. Does your father know about this?
Well, everybody knows about it except Godfrey. Come on, Godfrey, we're all set.
Join hands, please.
No, wait, listen, Irene, we can't do it. You simply can't...
Oh, shush. Just stand still, Godfrey. It'll all be over in a minute.
The Lux Radio Theater comes to you with the good wishes of the makers of Lux. It's made possible because you buy Lux Flakes so regularly. This year, more than ever, you need Lux because it's a Luxable year. Stores are full of the new cottons, smart and crisp as iceberg lettuce. Rayons and silks in many new textures. They'll all stay new looking longer with Lux. Give them the safe care you give your underthings and stockings. Remember, a little goes so far. Lux is thrifty. Speaking for the Lever Brothers Company, maker of Lux soap powders, thank you and good night. This is OTARP, the on-the-air radio players network. Lux Radio Theater's My Man Godfrey, originally broadcast May 9, 1938, has been a production of the on-the-air radio players and is sponsored by the Henrico County Division of Recreation and Parks. The voices and sound effects artists for tonight's show were Albert Allen, Dan Cranston, Elliot Eisenberg, Von Gary, Alex Godschalk, Sean Hambright, Una Harrison, Jacqueline Jones, Trevor Kimball, Jonathan Liebolt, Brian Martin, Courtney Talbot, and Jessica Wright. Our understudy has been Brenda Hicks. Music has been furnished by Alexis Reed. My Man Godfrey was directed by Art Trotter. Our production manager was Bob Dutton. Script editing was done by Bob Dutton and Art Trotter. Tonight's sound recording engineer has been Devin Langston. Be sure to join us again December 7th and 8th as the studio audience here at the Cultural Arts Center at Glen Allen for the next production of the On the Air Radio Players when we present an evening of Christmas comedy. Visit our website, www.otarp.com, to learn more about the on-the-air radio players. You'll find information on future shows, including audition and show dates. You can also download past productions, including Fright Night Double Feature, Dracula and Frankenstein, and The Philadelphia Story. This is your announcer, Brian Martin, speaking. Good night and happy listening.